Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Bank FinTech Fusion, which this episode we're going to be calling Credit Union FinTech Fusion, because I'm joined by Naveen Jain, founder and president of CUlytics. Welcome, Naveen.
Thank you, Phil. Pleasure to be on your show.
It's great to have you here. So, Naveen, I know you came from a technology background. What drew you to financial services? What was the particular problem that you set out to solve coming into financial services?
Sure. So, Phil, though I have been working in the high-tech space for almost 20, 25 years before I started working for First Tech Credit Union. I was with the large storage company EMC, and then I joined First Tech in 2014. And to be honest with you, it was more of a accident because when I heard and met the CTO of First Tech, I was very intrigued by the position and the responsibilities and what they were trying to do. They essentially hired me as a one-man army to drive their data analytics practice from ground up. And it was real fun time putting together the vision, strategy, roadmap, and then building the team around it so that we were able to start delivering value to the rich data that First Tech had.
That's great. And what is the most important thing that you've learned in your career, whether in financial services or outside of financial services?
I think a lot of times the challenge that I see in the organizations and more so with the credit unions is that they want to start, but they are not sure where to start. And I think that is where defining the vision becomes very important. And of course, when you are defining a vision for an initiative, data analytics, digital transformation, or any initiative for that matter, this is something that you really cannot do it in vacuum. You have to align with the leadership team. You have to understand what are the challenges, what are the opportunities in their business functions from their point of view. And you have to align the rest of the organization before you start putting that vision into practice and start executing against that vision. So defining that vision appears to be a single most important roadblock, I would say, in many organizations where they tend to make either the people investments, technology investments, or other investments into initiatives without really having a clear definition of what is it something that they want to achieve. What is the definition of success? What is their why?
Right. And is that vision piece something that is a major part of the conference, I imagine? We'll talk a little more about the conference later.
So I think the vision piece is something which is more done internally within the organizations. No conference can really help you define a vision for your organization. First thing is, not all your leadership team is going to be there at the summit. But right. I think what it is going to do is that you will be aligned, or you will be networking with other credit unions who have been successful on this journey. And as you start talking to them, that how did you get to that point where you are finding value? What were the intermediate steps, or what were the failures that led to you to that point where you are able to come and talk about your success at the event? That is where I think people will realize that the vision becomes so important. So it is kind of coming out as part of the networking, so that you know that, okay, when you are talking to your peers in the industry, or when you are talking to thought leaders in the industry, that what was that process that they used or adopted so that they were able to drive value in their respective organization. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that makes sense. What's the greatest challenge facing you at CUlytics right now? I guess another way of putting this might be, what's the greatest challenge facing credit unions right now, since you're so entwined with the space?
Absolutely. I think what you are saying is right. It is definitely a defining moment in many ways for the whole industry, and more so for the credit union industry. The number of credit unions that we have is shrinking. The number has shrunk by almost 20% in the last 5 years. At the same time, some of the most progressive credit unions continue to gain the asset share and the member share and continue to grow. One thing that we see is that how can credit unions continue to be relevant and provide the financial services to the community and to the members in a manner at using a channel at a time that is most important for them. I think that whole relevance part is something that is the key challenge, I would say, that the credit unions are trying to overcome or trying to solve, because that is the key in some ways to their future and to the industry as a whole.
Right. And what is the focus of this podcast, of course, as I mentioned, is financial institutions and fintech companies working together. What's the key to credit unions working with fintech companies, and does it tie into that challenge you just described?
I think so. I think so. There are, when we look at the fintech companies and when we look at credit unions, the key is how should they partner together so that there is a win-win outcome from that partnership. So, of course, it starts with the alignment on the objectives to understand what are the objectives for the credit union and how are fintechs going to help them in achieving those objectives. I see that each side has their own strengths that they bring to the table. For example, what credit unions bring to the table is highly trusted relationship that they have with the members over the last few decades. They have a viable economic model. And also the important thing is, especially for the most progressive credit unions, is that they are willing to adapt and change. They are willing to make the changes so that they are able to engage with their members at the level that they expect them. On the other hand, what fintechs bring to the table is that they bring the agility, they bring the newer technology solutions, and how the partnership between those two can lead to a win-win, allowing credit unions to be more competitive in this marketplace, allowing them to be relevant around the financial services that the members or customers are looking for.
And what does success look like for credit union partnerships with fintech? I guess from both sides, from each side, it might be slightly different. Success might look slightly different.
You're right. I think from the credit union's perspective, one of the big things for them is that when they are partnering with fintechs, they still want to continue, they should want to continue to be that face, and they should continue to be that relationship manager with that with their members. So they should not, or most of the credit unions would like to be in a spot where the members know them, the members are able to engage with them and to consider them when they are making the financial decisions in their life. So they, from a fintech partnership perspective, they don't want to be rendered as a tier two relationship manager, where the primary relationship is managed by fintechs and credit unions are more of the utility that is being used to deliver that experience or manage that relationship. So to me, if credit unions are able to be the tier one relationship manager with their members, that is a big win. And this win allows them to compete better in the marketplace against their key competitors or other fintechs who are out there. From the credit union, from the fintech's perspective, on the other hand, I think the value of this partnership is multifold. One is that a lot of times the resources are limited from fintech's perspective, and they are looking to work with a financial partner or FI partner who can help them fast track that whole process of POC or implementation and so on. Given that credit unions are small, they have less complexities. Given that bureaucratic cycles, especially in the bigger credit unions or most progressive credit unions, I would not say bigger, but I would say more progressive credit unions, is shorter. The leadership team is a lot more willing to experiment and see what works or doesn't work. They will see a real good partner use their technology, make it work, and then find ways to scale it. If they were to do a similar thing at a bigger financial institution, the whole sales process might be multiple quarters or years. Whereas in at a credit union, that whole process might be a lot more smoother, I would say.
Yeah, how is it that credit unions are able to reach that decisioning so much quicker than, say, community banks?
I would say, to be honest with you, I don't really have a whole lot of exposure experience with the community banks, but at least at the bigger banks, I would say. So when we talk about the bigger banks, I think their whole organization is huge. There are a lot more complexities. It is a lot more bureaucratic. Therefore, the decision-making process is going to be amazingly different. Let me give an example. At FirstTech, when we implemented a marketing automation software, we, of course, did a vendor evaluation, and ultimately we decided to go with one of the top-tier marketing automation solution that is available in the space. We were able to do a soup-to-nut integration with our core banking and have our first campaigns running in a matter of 1 quarter. Similar initiative at other bigger institutions, I have seen them taking multiple years. Not multiple quarters, multiple years. Right. So given that credit unions are smaller, as long as the leadership team is passionate and able to invest and make the decisions, I think they can move at a lot faster pace. And I think that is where I see they have in some ways a competitive edge.
Right. And I think a lot of times in the past, the heads of credit unions, the heads of all financial institutions have thought that fintechs are trying to take the customer experience away, but that's not necessarily the case anymore, right? The fintech outlook is changing a bit.
I think, I don't know whether we can really club all the fintechs into one bucket. And I don't think that we can really say that all fintechs out there will not render credit unions to becoming a utility company where they are providing those financial services, but they are not really at the forefront of managing that relationship with the members. So it depends. But I think for this set of fintechs, which I see are a good fit for credit unions, they are the one which are providing the technology, helping the credit unions compete better in the marketplace, while ensuring that the credit unions are the one who are managing and maintaining that relationship with the members. So that next time when a member has a different need, they are thinking about that credit union first rather than going to someone else.
What new technology are you keeping your eye on that you think could have the greatest potential benefit for financial services?
Actually, what you are saying is so interesting. And I think what I see is that instead of thinking about the technology, I typically tend to think more about the applications. And that is what is more interesting. So for example, the technologies, some of the technologies like social, mobile, APIs and all of those things have been in place for a long time. But how some of the newer organizations are reinventing the way to engage with the members, removing the barriers, or automating some of the mundane tasks, or bringing the intelligent decision making, and especially bringing it in front of the members when they are making the decisions, putting the power in their hands. I think those are the key. So to me, it is more about the ability to integrate different data sets, different applications, and provide that application that is making it easier for the members to do business with the credit unions, being in front of the members when they need us the most, automating some of the mundane tasks so that members don't even need to think about doing some of those things manually. So for example, when I travel, my credit card will automatically say that your card is enabled for travel. You don't need to call them and you need to set up the travel alert and those type of things. So that is where I see the application or a huge potential is. And I think card was just an example, but there are huge opportunities in the whole origination process. For example, when we think about mortgages, I know that when people are applying for new mortgages or trying to refinance, the time it used to take a few years back has significantly reduced now. Mm-hmm. And now, still, I think there are times where you have to have the notary, you have to sign in front of them and all of those things. But how can you really integrate those widgets or applications to make that process easier? There are e-signatures. There is no need for notary. People can do those type of things on their own time with the least friction. And I think that is where the real power goes.
Right. I was going to ask you about that because I know you're a data and analytics guy. So what other advances are you seeing in terms of credit unions using data and analytics to power the member experience?
You know what? This is where I would say that people should really come to the 2020 summit. We have more than 40 speakers sharing their case studies, stories from all over the nation. These are credit unions of all sizes, some which are all the way less than 500 million in asset to 20 plus billion in asset size. There is a Commonwealth Credit Union. They will be sharing their story around loan origination, how it made their whole loan origination process so simple for members, where they are seeing double-digit growth in the members in the loan originations. Similarly, Sound Credit Union is going to be sharing their stories around how they are using data in innovative ways to work with different business functions. There are a few very interesting keynote sessions, one from Andrew Downen, which I'm very passionate about. He will be talking about how credit unions should think about relationship and not about the transaction. Because a lot of times when we are working with our members, we tend to take it as a transactional relationship. But I think instead of focusing on the overall relationship that we have with members, that goes a long way. Similarly, we have a very interesting story from John Sahajian, John Voorhees, Joe Exnally. So we have 40 plus speakers, and this is going to be the real power of coming to the event and hearing what are some of these credit unions doing. There is one session in particular, and the session which Paul is going to be moderating, and it is going to be about partnering with the fintechs. Right. What are the learnings? What are the things? And that is where I think we have on the panel over there is Kevin Landell from Patelco Credit Union. They have done some amazing work. They have grown significantly in the last few years, almost doubling their asset size in the last 4 or 5 years. We have Ben Landell. He is the board member of Verity Credit Union, and he will be providing the perspective from the board. What is going on in the mind of board members when they are thinking about the investment that needs to be made in the data analytics and in the digital transformation space? And then, of course, we have Nick Ambrosini, who is the CFO at Kern Schools Credit Union, and he will be sharing his story around partnering with the fintechs and how do they go about finding or doing the due diligence so that it is a win-win relationship that they can be successful with.
Right. So for our listeners, we're talking about the CULytics Summit, which is March 30th to April 2nd in Redmond, Washington.
That is correct.
And Naveen is referring to a panel on which the CCG Catalyst CEO, Paul Chaus, is speaking. And we'll put more information about that conference along with this podcast, so you can follow the link and learn more about it there. So Naveen, final question before I let you go. What do you see as the future for credit unions 10 years from now? Of course, it's a long time away, but I know you've got as good an idea about this as anyone.
A few interesting things. And I think what we are seeing is that especially when we host this event, which has become a magnet for the most motivated credit union leaders in the industry coming from the progressive credit unions all across the nation, we are seeing very different trends. What we are seeing is that credit unions are a lot more open about change. They know that change is the only permanent thing. So they are willing to invest into data analytics, into digital marketing, into digital transformation as a whole, into process automations. Basically, they're looking to invest into transforming each and every business function, whether it is branches, call center, lending, you name it. And they realize that that is important. So we'll see more of those investments in the next few years. How is it going to change the industry as a whole? The way I see is that the number of credit unions, it is already shrinking, but at the same time, the total asset for the industry as a whole is growing. And I see that trend, I see will continue. We will see that credit unions who have a leadership team, executive team, who are a lot more open-minded, progressive, ready for change, will continue to invest into this area, and they will continue to reap the rewards as a result of those transformations that they're bringing in their respective organizations. The credit unions who are either slow or they have challenges in driving those transformation initiatives will have a little tougher time in the marketplace. And I think that is where the market as a whole is going to evolve. As far as the relevance for the credit union goes, I do think that they will continue to be relevant. They have been a very important part of the financial health of the community in which they exist. And that is something that is not really going to change. So credit unions will continue to be relevant and play a very important role in the upcoming years when we think about the financial health of the industry.
That's great, Naveen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming today.
There is one more thing I would like to mention.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, so we have a promo code. It is Summit, SUMMIT, Summit 10, and it will get you 10% off the registration. So if you are listening to this podcast and if you are planning to come to the 2020 Summit, please do so now. This code is valid until end of this month, February. So we should try to make use of this. And I'm sure that you will have a fantastic experience while you are at the summit. Thank you so much, Phil.
That's great. Thanks, Naveen. So that code was SUMMIT10.
Yes.
Remember, CULytics is March 30th, April 2nd in Redmond, Washington. So we'll hope to see you there. And if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you'll please subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much.